Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, the Republican Party does not care about fairness. It's all about power. Ross is going to be a governor for as long as he wants to be, and the Republicans will control the Senate for at least the next 10 years, even if you get the people's back. So at least they're going to give a little bit of an opening, but it's not much of an opening, and the Democratic Party is in you know what's really scary with this whole thing is with the gerrymandered districts, and they're going to remain that way. I mean, there may be a little change, but you are not going to get any consensus on doing anything. The Republicans are going to be able to keep doing what they're doing now, jamming everything right down your throat, even if it's against the will of the people in this state. It's a terrible thing. You've lost democracy. I can't remember how this all happened, but it started with Walker. At any rate, the best we can hope for, in my mind, is maybe the people's map. So you're going to be gerrymandered for the next 10 years. The other problem with that is if you get a Republican governor, oh, my God. Anyway, I hate to be doom and gloom, but you're always talking about the greatest country and the democracy. But right now, we're in trouble with that because, you know, if one person, actually two people, did the right sensible thing, Sinema and Manchin, we wouldn't have this problem. But they don't seem to want to do the right thing. And there we have it. I hate to be, Dick from Madison told me, Hill Goudreau would not do the right thing, and he's pretty close to right. Anyway, I'm going to quit rambling on. I'm just, I get a little depressed with this whole gerrymandering system. And it is what it is. Thanks for all the help you get. And just thanks to your radio station. You get a little bit of truth out there. Thanks. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, good points, but cheer up a little bit. Let me tell you why. You know, a lawyer's training is, you don't get to make the facts. You have to argue the facts. Here's the fact. There is an opening here. The truth of the matter is that we have gerrymander, and therefore we have right to work. That was not the will of Wisconsin. That was rammed through by Walker and a gerrymandered legislature. We had Act 10. Right? We had Act 10, right to work. We have pregnant wolves shot out of season by out-of-staters. We have no protection of wetlands, state protection anyway, and we do not, we're not inclined to stop forever chemicals going in our drinking water. More and more counties are drinking bottled water. And that's not the will of the people. I agree with that. That's the will of the donors to the Republican Party. However, what this controversy is right now, I agree with on Manchin and Sinema. If they would suspend the filibuster and put through voting rights, that would trump everything, and they would control presidential and congressional elections. Why shouldn't the federal government set standards? They're federal elections. Why should they stand by and let Voss and Gableman try to subvert them? Manchin and Sinema are not true Democrats. This is a very high-risk thing. If I were Schumer, I would be tempted to expel Manchin and Sinema from the Democratic Party. So if you're not going to do that, get the hell out. Now, yeah, the Republicans would take them, but that would be a tremendous, tremendous burden and insult to them. Maybe they weaken. I don't know. But the sad thing is, in history, we have the votes to put through voting rights and no gerrymandering, and two of them are voting like Republicans. I mean, I can't say it any different from that. But the other thing I want to point out to you, the federal court still has this under advisement. And Professor Petering's algorithm that comes out 50-50 is still alive in that court until they decide if somebody presents it to that court, if they decide they'll take it. But even if they don't, my point is this. Paul, how do you think that they were able to gerrymander? Because they pack and crack. You can't just do it by keeping communities of interest together. You got to divide them. Sheboygan and Greene counties are all divided up. Wauwatosa, West Allis is divided up. Why should West Allis be divided up? All they have to do, the special master, is say to Petering, I want West Allis to be together in this district. and he goes boom, boom, boom. It takes 10, 15 minutes, and there it is. That will increase the number of seats we have. And the closer we get to parity, even if we don't get to majority, then you have one or two Republicans in swing districts who start to go, hey, I've got to cover my butt. So cheer up. Next in line, East Side Dave, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, East Side Dave?
Hello. You just nailed something that I was just thinking about, this problem about federal laws versus what I'm saying, Matt, is we do not have United States here. It doesn't seem to me we're very united. But what you were saying is that there should be more federal oversight, more federal laws enforced. And I think that's the way it should be. And I guess I'll leave it there.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. If you're voting for president or Senate or the U.S. House of Representatives, why shouldn't the federal government set the standards? And what the Voting Rights Act does is it gets rid of gerrymandering, puts in a fair maps commission like a petering commission. And then what it also does is has absentee voting that's regulated. It's not excessive, but it's there. It's available. There's no fooling around. There are drop boxes. You can't put in malfunctioning machines in African-American areas and then make people stand in line for 8 hours for the two remaining machines. You know, you're not going to do any of this baloney. Manchin and Sinema won't go along with that. They won't even vote for it, much less vote to get rid of the filibuster. They're Republicans. The people out there don't understand that Manchin and Sinema are essentially Republicans because they're donors. You're missing the boat. Eastside Dave, thanks a lot for calling in. Pizza Box Mike, my co-host, Pizza Box Mike, my guest host. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind today, Pizza Box Mike?
Well, for me, it's a real easy fix. I mean, there's a real simple way to increase Democratic seats, and that's to get people to stop voting for Republicans.
Yeah, that's
simple,
a good
right?
thing. Enlighten me on how we do that. Our whole show is trying to do that. But if you have an insight, just go ahead. I mean, what you say is true. Why are people voting for people that put forever chemicals in their drinking water? Why are people voting for people who busted their union? You tell me, okay? Tell me right now.
Yeah. We're not laughing at them. We're getting angry, right? Getting angry hasn't worked. You got to make them look stupid, okay? And there's ways to do that. But we've got to get into their communities where they live to show people just how stupid these Republicans are and how foolish they are for destroying the future of their children and grandchildren. I mean, we got to get to them somehow. It's got to be done with, you know, common sense, and it's got to be done with humor. And I think there's a way to do it.
Okay, everybody, Pizza Box Mike. Pizza Box Mike has a show every Saturday at noon, Thinking Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Pizza Box this Saturday, I hope you hit that theme very hard. It's a very, very, very good theme. We're coming to the end of the show. It's a great show, and I want to thank Professor Petering for coming on. Won't be the last time he's on. Gerrymander 2.0 is in progress. There is a lifeline thrown by Justice Hagedorn, and we've talked about that, and we'll talk about it some more. Stand by for some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Dueling Tangents, Luke and Brian. Then you have Earl Ingram, my friend Earl Ingram. Great show at 5 o'clock. You have great evening programming, great weekend programming. My friend Pizza Box Mike headlining at noon, but there's other great programming on the weekend. Matt Flynn Direct will be back tomorrow. Same time, same place. Signing off for today. If I go, there will be trouble.